Hi guys, welcome back to Stark Raving Madness. Sorry we've been out for a little bit. Lex has actually gotten another job, so he just started doing that, and I'm now on the road for a little bit, so we're kind of flip-flopping right now on how this is gonna go. So I'm gonna be doing this podcast, and Lex will be back tomorrow to do the next one. We kind of took a break. We had to figure out new mic situations and software and things like that to kind of help out how we sounded, because things were not sounding too great. So, with that being said, today's conspiracy theory is going to be, I mean, it's a little crazy, but it's not anything too bad. It's a lot better than the Toy Box Killer for sure. So, you know, you guys can take a break from that. And kind of, you know, you guys can get the spooks and ask the questions, but you don't have to completely feel grossed out by the end of this. So, yeah, hopefully this will be a little bit easier on y'all's stomachs. So, today we're going to be talking about Marilyn Monroe. And if you don't know who Marilyn Monroe is, she was a huge sex symbol and, like, one of the most popular Hollywood names at the time, which, during, like, the 1950s, to be doing the things that she did, which, like, she dressed in very sexual, provocative ways and flaunted herself in a certain way that a lot of people saw as very, I don't even know how to put it. I guess just, it was out of the box of what society was used to during that time. So a lot of people thought that she was just this disgusting person because she showed so much skin and was just dancing around and showing herself, and, you know, she was flirting with everybody, living it up. But she was a gorgeous person. So it made sense as to, like, why she was famous, because if you saw her, you would understand, like, most definitely. And she put a lot of time and effort into her looks. Like, her name is actually not Marilyn Monroe. It's, Barbara Jean, actually. And she basically created Marilyn to get out of the life that she was in before, which was not fame or fortune or any of that. So anyway, she was a major sex symbol in the 1920s, 1950s era. So, due to, like, her high status and name, though, which I didn't even know this until now, in Hollywood, she knew a bunch of high-name people, like the president. She knew senators. She knew pretty up-there people, like top-of-the-top type of people. And so she was only 36 years old when she died, but a lot of people questioned whether she was poisoned or, like, her death was a suicide, because she died of a barbiturate overdose on August 4th, 1962, at her house in Los Angeles. So, like, because of the people around her at the time, it brought a lot of things into question. So, we're going to get into a few theories. And one of these I had heard a little bit about, but I'd heard like only partial version of it. And then the other ones are just like so weird, but I don't know. It's kind of up to you on which ones kind of, there's one on here that's pretty out there. So the first conspiracy theory is that the Kennedys did it. And everyone knows, like, the infamous performance of, like, Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday at John F. Kennedy's, like, 45th birthday party. And on May 19th, 1962, you know, she did this big performance for John F. Kennedy there. And her death was 2.5 months after her performance for the president. So it's been speculated about, like, Marilyn Monroe having a romantic relationship with not only John F. Kennedy, but his brother Robert as well. So, in 2007, this Australian filmmaker, Felipe Mora, discovered a partially redacted FBI document that basically suggested that, like, Robert Kennedy came up with a plot against Marilyn Monroe because she threatened to reveal that she was basically banging the two brothers. And, like, you know, they're the Kennedys. They're pretty popular, pretty important people. So that would be highly bad. And so she threatened to reveal these things. So they think that that's why these FBI documents basically put this into question. But she also, like, had a little red book that she would keep, like, records of highly confidential, like, government information that she would gather from, like, going and wooing these men that, you know, she was around. And so they think that Robert kind of set up her death in a way. And Marilyn Monroe, sadly, was very depressive. And she also struggled with drug and alcohol abuse. So she also, like, was known to stage suicide attempts to get some sort of attention on her so that she could stay in the spotlight. And sadly, like, people encouraged this because it made sure that her name was out there and people were still making money off of her and she was making money off of herself and still being known. So, because, like, she wanted that for her life. Like, that was her thing, was to be this star. And so she was known to seek attention by staging suicide attempts. So, like, she kind of had, I guess, from what it sounded like, kind of I guess somebody would be like, hey, you're falling off the grid, like, you have to get back on the news route or some shit. And she would stage another suicide attempt with, like, the help of people. But whenever, like, she staged these attempts, she always had somebody around to resuscitate her. And so she was, like, this big survivor and all this other stuff. And so the document that this guy found suggests that she was given the drug that she overdosed on by the conspirators and then was just, like, left to die instead of being resuscitated like, you know, she thought that she would have. But I don't know. It would make sense, though, honestly. I would believe this one over any of the other ones that I've heard so far, personally. And then the next one I'm getting into is actually pretty interesting. Give me one moment. So, this next theory kind of rolls into, like, the Kennedys. but it also has a little bit more added into it. So the next conspiracy theory is that the mafia did it. And so Bobby Kennedy theory materialized with the allegation of renowned wiretapper Bernard Spindle. So this is coming from like a renowned, like big ass name in the wiretapper industry. And so he had apparently bugged Monroe's house, possibly on the orders of crooked union leader Jimmy Hoffa or Chicago mafia boss Sam, I'm going to kill this one, Gianciana? I believe it's Gianciana. So, despite reported sightings of him in L.A. and entering her house, Kennedy stated that he was in San Francisco on the night of Monroe's death. But Spindle, the guy that allegedly, like, wiretapped Monroe's house, claims to have, he heard Monroe and Kennedy fighting that night with Lawford present, followed by, like, a loud bang. And that was thought to be, like, the moment of her death. And the recordings, this is the crazy part, were reportedly seized and destroyed in 1966. So, that's, you know, most things that are destroyed for a reason in cases like this. So, it really makes you question as to why they would want to get that out of the picture there. So, anyway, more to this theory is that Gianciana wanted Monroe, who was thought to have had a relationship with, like, one of his henchmen, Johnny Rosselli, dead, according to, like, this biographer, Darwin Porter. And, so she was threatening to, like, blow the lid off of his operations. And so the Don is said to have had Monroe, like, over a barrel after coercing her out of, like, her first Hollywood contract in return for, like, her seduction of powerful men that the mobster wanted to blackmail. So Porter basically believed that five mafia hitmen were responsible for a murder on the order of Gianciana, using a washcloth drenched in chloroform, then stripping Monroe and giving her a barbiturate enema. And then, like, in another version of it, it says, Porter posits it could also have been one of the Kennedys that hired the mob boss to get rid of Monroe. So that's how Kennedy also, like, pops back up in this one, that he could have possibly been the one that hired the mob boss to get rid of Monroe. But I don't know. I mean, there wasn't too much on that. I didn't look. I mean, I couldn't really find that much on something that would really show up things like that on like a autopsy report, but you're not really gonna find that. So this next theory is actually kind of out there. I actually like that this one just even exists, because it's out there when it comes out of my mouth when I first say it, but when you hear it, it makes more sense. But I'm going to sound like a tin hat human for a minute. So this is one of the crazier conspiracy theories, is that she knew too much about aliens. So there's this documentary called Unacknowledged by this conspiracy theorist, Dr. Stephen Greer. And this dude claims that Marilyn Monroe was murdered by the CIA because she knew the truth about Roswell and planned to reveal it all. So in this movie that he produces, he says a classified CIA memo was written like 2 days before Monroe's death, which is like sketchy as fuck if that is the case. So, but in the memo, it says that Greer believes refers to the storied Roswell UFO crash in New Mexico in 1947. So that's like the biggest
fucking UFO crash story ever to exist is Roswell, New Mexico crash. And if you don't know it, you should probably look it up, because it's actually kind of pretty cool to look into it. But JFK is said to have told Marilyn Monroe that he witnessed evidence of quote-unquote things from outer space at a secret airbase. So, says, we have a number of smoking gun documents, including a wiretap of Marilyn Monroe the day before she died, which has never been declassified, Greer writes. She was threatening to hold a press conference to tell the world what Jack Kennedy had told her during pillow talk about having seen debris from an extraterrestrial vehicle at what the document calls a secret airbase, and she was murdered for this. So, like, I don't know. That one, it seems like it might be a possibility, because there have been little, like, winks from politicians that there is something more to aliens. And JFK is one of the people that did, like, wink. So, you know, there's people will basically kill to keep their name good, though. Because if she would have brought something out like that, then people would have been like, oh, well, why the fuck is, like, our president right now hiding, like, all this important shit from us? And then people would start questioning other things, potentially. And then all hell would break loose for higher up people, including him. So, I don't know. It would make sense, I guess. But there's another one, though. This one's kind of out there. And it honestly, this one's, I never even thought about this, but I guess every famous person has, like, an I'm still alive conspiracy theory. Like, Tupac's got one, Michael Jackson's got one, like, anybody super big, Prince has got one, you know, big name, you know, there's potentially, according to other people, still alive. In some people's cases, in their heads. So, that's one of these theories, is that, but this one, it doesn't really, like, necessarily add up. So, that's why I'm kind of, like, iffy about even bringing this one into the picture. I was like, about talking about it, but it's fine. So, like, One dude, and this is coming from one dude, and he claims that Marilyn Monroe's death was staged, and her psychiatrist, Dr. Ralph Greenson, committed her to, like, this mental institution in New Brunswick, Canada, because of a breakdown she experienced due to the threats on her life. So, John Alexander Baker, which is, like, the author of this book, Marilyn Monroe, Alive in 1984, Dun-dun-dun. Believes Monroe stayed at the institution for, like, 20 years without being recognized before being released. And according to, like, this book from this dude, Baker says he picked up this hitchhiker in Nova Scotia in 1984 who claimed to be Marilyn Monroe, now a homeless, frightened, paranoid schizophrenic. She told him of her days as a former movie star, and Baker was taken by her resemblance to Monroe, as well as the similarity in her singing voice. So, Baker, like, even he was like, this chick is probably, like, batshit crazy, and it makes it hard for even, like, me to believe, but, like, it's crazy that, like, she looks and sounds just like her, so, like, I personally believe it's her. So, like, this dude thinks that, like, this chick is Marilyn Monroe still alive. Which, like, I guess if you spend 20 years in a mental institution, like, for the safety of your well-being,
for 20 years, you would lose your fucking shit. Like, it's COVID right now, and people are already losing their minds. And we're not even in, like, a white padded room
in a fucking hospital, you know? So, not to mention 20 years. So, that would do a toll on somebody's mental health, for sure.
But, yeah, that basically wraps up all of this episode, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to us. We really, really appreciate it. And we are genuinely apologetic about not being able to drop another episode until now. It has been hectic all around. But we got things figured out. We're going to be consistent now. We are changing our schedule again, though. So, we will be dropping vids 2 times a week on Monday and Wednesday. And I believe Lex will be able to come in tomorrow and do the podcast as well. So, we'll have an episode for you guys tomorrow. But until then, you guys have a good night, and thank you guys for listening, and I really hope you enjoyed this, and tell me what you guys think. Like, which one of these theories did you like? I don't know. I thought the alien one was pretty out there, because when I first read it, I was like, oh my god, this is some weird shit. But realistically, when you hear after the tin hat sounding sentences, it's, you know, it's a potential. It could, all these are potentials, but they're also conspiracy theories. And you have to keep that in mind. These are just theories. But it is something for you to think on before you go to sleep. So it's a lot better than thinking about serial killers. All right. Well, you guys have a good night. And see you guys tomorrow.